This is the big one that we need to get through in order to come and live and work and live your American dream.
There's no impossible if you are chasing your dreams. You can do everything.
There are others already who were able to pass their NCLEX, so definitely you can also pass your NCLEX.
For nurses around the world, NCLEX is not just an exam. It's emotional. It represents years of education, sacrifice, and hope. And for many nurses, it's the gateway to working in the United States. You're listening to Nursing in America, a podcast from AMN Healthcare International, where nurses from around the world share real stories of their journeys to the USA, alongside experts with practical tips to help you thrive. Cornelia, an international nurse now working in California, says the stress of NCLEX often starts long before exam day.
During my time, I took it before the pandemic and I was working. So you really have to make time for it. So what I did, as I remember, I will wake up at 2 a.m., study until like 8 a.m. with breaks in between, of course, because you really want to have that quiet time and where your brain can really work, because even simple noises like the TV or the phone ringing, it's a really distraction for you. So you really have to focus.
Shelley is the founder of NCLEX Education in Canada, offering online review programs for nurses worldwide.
Yes, the NCLEX is your ticket to licensing. So you cannot become a registered nurse until you pass this exam. And acceptable in all of North America, which is great.
Nathaniel, a nurse from Ireland, will never forget what passing felt like.
IPAS told me that they will have the quick result after 2 days. During at that time, I'm really praying that I will not be the one who's failing the exam, although it is my first time. And so when IPAS messaged me that I passed the NCLEX exam, I'm really happy.
There's a lot of information online about NCLEX, and not all of it is helpful. Turn up the volume now as we bring in more of our experts to give you the inside of how the exam works and tips to help you pass. Shelley tells us that timing is everything, and so is getting the authorization to test.
You need what's called that ATT, and that ATT means authorization to test. And you need one ATT number for each time you take the exam. So if you are a test taker and have to take it, you need a new ATT. And prior to COVID, that ATT number, what that allows you to do is to go online and book your exam. And you can take your exam at any Pearson VUE center around the world. So there's Pearson VUE centers around the world. You can choose wherever you'd like to take that exam. But you need that ATT to take the exam. And prior to COVID, that ATT number was good for 90 days. And now it's good for 180 days. And so you have 180 days to take that exam. And then if you don't take it within that 180 days, you don't have to start your accounts over. You just have to get a new ATT. You'll have to pay for a new authorization to test, because that one would be invalid because it's been over 180 days. Or if you're unsuccessful, you would need a new one next time.
Paul Bilwan, an RN and founder of the NCLEX Review Course.
Most of the states do not require experience. First of all, NCLEX is an entry-level examination, which means you don't get to practice as a nurse until you get licensed.
Holly is a U.S. nurse educator for AMN Healthcare International and helps international RNs understand what NCLEX is really designed to measure.
One of the main changes is to evaluate that nurse's clinical judgment skills. And if we were previously just reliant on memorization of key concepts and facts, you know, some of us probably got some great notes from somewhere, that we have to now take that and apply it. And realistically, that's what you have to do even as a beginner nurse when you're here in the United States. Orientations here are not built to actually teach you that transition to using clinical judgment, which is part of the reason why the NCLEX needs to assess that.
Emil is an NCLEX educator who focuses on helping nurses think through patient situations safely.
We go away already with memorization of factual information, but in the NGN, we basically deal with actual patient condition. So basically, the NGN focuses on measurement or measuring the ability of the nurses in terms of how are they going to effectively and safely render patient care. We might think that NGN is really bad. But for me, or for the entire nursing, it's actually a good transition wherein we can readily say or 100% say that nurses, upon passing the USRN, will be able to equip not just factual information, but primarily things that they can actually provide for them to effectively render an excellent patient care.
In other words, NCLEX is about real nursing decisions, not perfect answers.
We're moving from measuring students' comprehension and knowledge and analysis of basic concepts to the clinical judgment model, which is a 6-point model checking all the nurses' ability from recognizing cues to evaluating outcomes. There will be case studies and trends. So basically, when you take your NGN or Next Gen NCLEX, you're looking at sort of a nursing chart or EMR or electronic medical record where you flip through tabs and read a case. Very important that you have an in-depth knowledge of the contents or the nursing concepts, because without this, it will be a little difficult or challenging to answer next-gen NCLEX questions. And I've done a lot of shows, plenty of shows. Nurses have good comprehension of contents, but when put in a case study scenario, they still get this, you know, certain questions like challenging for them, it becomes challenging for them because we're not only talking about case studies and trends, we're also talking about changes in test items like highlighting texts from a paragraph, highlighting text from a table. There will be table questions talking about select, other, apply. There will be bow tie questions that we've not seen in any other exam types of any healthcare exams.
He also explains the nurses who pass don't just study more. They study differently.
What I always tell my students is during the eligibility, since we already know that it will take 6 to 8 months, that's the best time to build the foundation. And for questions like select, all that apply, you really cannot say, okay, memorize these things because these are what will come out in the NCLEX. No, they always change the format. It could be in a question format or in a patient statement format. So select all the apply questions, which are really very tough, requires very good foundation of core concepts. So during eligibility process, that's the best time for students to open the book, attend review classes, watch videos, listen to podcasts. By the time they get their ATT, that's the time they should be doing their test-taking skills, which, you know, they go do the question banks and do question and answers every single day until they could take the exam. But of course, the pandemic made it extremely hard for a lot of students around the world, even here in the States when they closed down the state, you know, because there are limited spots to take the NCLEX. And that kind of backs up everybody, especially if you're at that level when you're already prepared. So what I'd say is do not fix yourself to something certain where, you know what, I'm going to take my exam in January until you can get that schedule, because it varies from each professional center around the world. The availability can be varying. We're now having another variant. We don't know how it's going to affect the testing centers again.
Jay is a co-founder of iPass and lead NCLEX educator in Texas. He helps nurses change how they use practice questions.
Definitely, we'll have 3 case studies in one sitting. And they said, if you're going to have 4 case studies, actually for the maximum of 5 case studies, only 3 case studies will be like scored. The remaining will be unscored because they're going to measure, you know, your ability because it's still a computer-adapted exam.
Raquel Oliver is the president of iPass, an agency that offers NCLEX review programs to help RNs study and pass the exam.
You really have to prepare well for this NCLEX because this is a really challenging examination, I tell you. I myself, I wasn't able to pass my NCLEX my first try because I wasn't prepared that much. So I have that kind of experience wherein I was able to learn from that a nurse should really prepare this. You should not underestimate your NCLEX because it's quite challenging, really. You have to prepare well.
Fewer questions, more review, slower pacing. And as Raquel reminds us, taking an NCLEX review program can go much further than self-study.
The benefit of having a review program is that you are very well guided, whether you want to go to IPAS or to NCLEX Education or to Aspire, because these experts know how to educate students and guide them on how they're going to pass their NCLEX. So it would be an advantage for you instead of you doing the research on the things, what are those materials that you need to use, what are the strategies that you have to use. But when you are enrolled in a certain review center, then you have already the like step-by-step on how you should be doing your program for you to be able to ace your NCLEX. Although you can also do it on your own, but it's really up to you. It depends as well on how are you learning things. Is it easy for you to learn things, or do you need someone who can coach you? And it also matters how long you have already graduated, because sometimes when we have already graduated, like long time ago, it takes a lot of time to have that recall again for the foundation that we should be knowing with regard to the NCLEX. And NCLEX is very ideal, so you really have to know the things.
Nathaniel agrees review programs can be a powerful support system.
It really helps for me if you are get connected to someone who has mastered already the NCLEX examination, which is a review center, because they can give you a lot of information which you cannot have when you are self-studying alone. They're the one really making the test easier.
If you have passed your NCLEX and ready to take the next step in your journey to the USA, visit ammhealthcare.com/international and apply today. Even with good preparation, fear can still take over, especially when nurses hear the same myths again and again.
NCLEX will be the same regardless of the board of nursing that we applied. It will not be difficult for one, like for example, Texas Board of Nursing compared with New York Board of Nursing. So it doesn't work that way, because this is like an assumption of other nurses that like New York Board of Nursing's NCLEX will be different. So it's the same for all, regardless of the board of nursing.
Most of the time, they will tell that the NGN is difficult or something. They would always say that. But for me, NCLEX has been challenging. Of course, you know, the majority of the changes are like the formats of the way they deliver the questions. And for sure, when they change it, like, it's gonna be difficult. And when I see the NCSBN, they didn't mention about the difficulty level. It's the same difficulty. It's just that the format is different.
Another one that I usually commonly get, particularly for the American nurses, American graduates or American students, is it's going to be the same or it's going to be easy. A subjective statement, which means as an educator, I believed in personalized approach. That's my theory of education, the way I teach, which means each student would perceive exams differently, right? It's actually advantageous for us to take computer adaptive because it adapts to your level. But the problem with the next Glen NCLEX is the introduction of case studies or the different test formats. For American graduate nurses, this might be easy because, like I said, the case study formats have already been introduced to the American education system after the 2015 report from NCESBN was released. And for sure, they said, we are going to do the case study format. We're just going to have to code it and do some technical research about it, but it's going to happen. So educators adapted that. Now to say, like, for example, I had students from Sri Lanka. I was teaching my students last night from Nepal, the other week, Thailand, and I've introduced a certain case study, right? So say, for example, I was teaching myocardial infarction. They know what myocardial infarction is. But within the case study or the clinical judgment model, there's now a step where we do analyzing cues and prioritizing cues, which is basically in nurse practitioner or medicine school, is differential diagnosis, where we're presented with a clinical scenario with all of these signs and symptoms and diagnostic studies. Now we're going to have to pick what's our priority diagnosis over the other. Is this a myocardial infarction? Is this a triple A? Is this a thoracic aortic aneurysm? Are we talking about pneumonia here? Because we're also talking about chest pain. So these things might be very challenging and confusing for our foreign grads.
As we all know, in the United States, they are really focusing on the safety of the clients and the environments. So measuring the ability of the nurses in terms of their or how are they going to effectively ensure safe quality nursing is paramount.
The exam is not looking for perfection.
This is what an entry nurse needs to be able to do and have this skill set. The test that is used to assess for that skill has to actually do that.
And when nurses hear that the exam is impossible?
As to me, regardless of the questions that they're going to give, as long as you know and understand the concept, you'll be okay. So like, for example, like you cannot just say that you know about ischemia or something, but you have to understand ischemia. So you have to like go level up or something, like one step higher. We cannot just simply like know about ischemia. You have to understand what's really going on with that ischemia. So what makes it difficult is the impression.
I just subscribed from a question bank, an application. So they have like a 2,000 questions in their question bank. I answered all of it. I had to extend like my subscription just so I can finish it. And to my surprise, yeah, I passed. So you really just have to focus and make time for your review.
For nurses still studying or thinking about trying again, Nathaniel has one message.
One thing that I can advise also for the NCLEX takers is the day before you take the NCLEX examination, you need to relax because, you know, you've been studying for quite so long already. And that's the only time that you can relax. And lastly, you need to stay calm during the examination. You need to answer the questions based on what you have learned all throughout.
NCLEX is the gateway to your American dream. Whether you're preparing with tips and tricks or facing the next generation exam, remember, preparation, persistence, and support make all the difference. That's nursing in America. These nurses turn dreams into reality through courage and heart. You can too. Take that leap, embrace the journey, and build your future in America. Make sure to visit amnhealthcare.com/international to learn more and start your journey to the USA. Until next time, keep moving onwards and upwards.